The name of our podcast is the SCM Podcast, and today we'll be talking about sponsorship proposals, the LeBron James I Promise Foundation, and the Bocella Music Festival. Bocella showcases popular and established musical artists, as well as emerging artists and reunited groups. Bocella is one of the largest, most famous, and most profitable music festival in the United States and all over the world. Each Bocella stage from 2013 to 2015 set new records for festival attendances and gross revenues. The 2017 festival was attended by 250,000 people and grossed $114 million. 2019 Bocella will begin Friday, April 12th and end Sunday, April 21st, and will be held in Indio, California, located in the Inland Empire's Coachella Valley in the Colorado Desert. The artists performing throughout the festival for each day will be Drake, A Boogie, Beyonce, Migos, Lil Wayne, Gunna, and Travis Scott.
Next, we'll be talking about the foundation we picked to better market. And we picked the LeBron James I Promise School Foundation. And their mission is to positively affect the lives of at-risk children through education. The foundation's I Promise program has been evolving since LeBron James committed his time and resources to improving graduation rates in his hometown of Akron in 2011. Through this initiative, LeBron James Foundation serves more than 1,200 Akron area students by providing them with the programs, resources, and mentors they need to stay in school and on track to a better future. The foundation has many events held throughout the year that they use to help raise money and awareness. For example, the 330 Senior Celebration on April 18th, 2018 could be better marketed to help spread the word. They could better market this foundation by making billboards, creating social media advertisements, and LeBron could ask the NBA to help advertise this foundation during games. LeBron can make a more influential role in his foundation by promoting it through his social media accounts, which are followed by millions. And they also could get local news stations and TV advertisements to promote this foundation. These marketing strategies would help to get the foundation's name out there and to get people to help.
Next, let me talk about sponsorships and sponsorship proposals. What is a sponsorship proposal? A suggested market exchange with benefits for both the sponsor. How does it benefit the sponsor? Sponsors have the right to be related with a sport or event, and it shows what benefits the sponsor will get to ensure that the sponsor will give what the sport or event wants. Three steps of proposal. What are the three objectives? So they are increased product awareness, stamp out competing advertisers, and the third one is reach new target markets. Effective sponsorship proposals should answer these questions: what, who, why, how, and what is the cost of the type of sponsor. Four ways to identify the effectiveness of sponsors is market your event, focus on benefits to the sponsor and just not on the image, point out some competitors, and just generate ideas to help the sponsor.
Drake's album Scorpion has had nearly 170 million streams and 12,000 copies sold as a full album. It is the first album to have 5 consecutive weeks at number 1 on the Billboard album chart since Drake's last album, Views, released 2 years ago. It held the top spot for the first 9 weeks. This shows Drake's superiority and why he should be the headliner. We will use Snapchat and Twitter to promote our festival. Twitter and Snapchat will get the information out more quickly than other platforms because they are the most used and more widespread across the world. One topic covered in the past unit is ambush marketing. Ambush marketing is an emotionally charged phrase that refers to the practice of appearing to align a brand with an event for which that brand has not paid the right to be a sponsor. Some reasons businesses use ambush marketing: it's effective, it attracts consumers at the expense of its competitors, it is cheaper than being an official sponsor, and for some smaller companies, it is the only way to be tied in with a large sport event. Impact of ambush marketing on sponsorships. It could hurt the ambush company and future sponsorships. It hurts event/sport organizations' ability to demand high sponsorship prices. It frustrates official sponsors that have paid top dollar for the right to sponsor an event. Another topic that should be studied is community outreach projects. The purpose of community outreach projects are to spread good throughout a community while you as a team may benefit. You may create opportunities where you connect to your community and you may get some unexpected benefits. Event marketers become involved with outreach projects to promote their sports teams and events, to promote products and services through sporting events and sports teams, and to help out the community. Some examples are hold a relay race or bike race to support a local organization to promote your team, give away free merchandise to your community to promote your team, have a chance to win tickets to one of your team's sporting events, and give away a meet and greet to the team. The last topic is building fan support. Reason for maintaining and building fan support is it allows you to have repeat customers and help the building process. This is the event's primary income. More tickets sold equals more money. Fans will encourage their friends to come with them. Things that can be used to maintain/build fan support. Get the people involved with the event to perform at their highest level. Give the fans a reminder about the event. Inform local people about the event. And send out newsletters to season ticket holders. Techniques to maintain and build fan support is having a winning team, giveaways, promotion throughout the off season, and having one or more of your sponsors hand out free items to the first few people to walk through the gates. For example, t-shirts, bobbleheads, etc.
Now you have heard about the Bocella concert coming up in 2019. We also talked about the LeBron James Foundation and the I Promise School. And that concludes our fourth episode of our Sports Entertainment Marketing Podcast.
Follow us on Snapchat and Twitter at Bocella 2019.